I appreciate you doing this for me. I was informed yesterday.
It is absolutely not an issue or problem. I'm happy to accommodate you for you this particular day.
Yesterday was the anniversary of our wreck.
Oh, wow. That has a twofold feeling.
So today being Mom's birthday, I remember back to last year. And we actually did go over to her house the day after our wreck. We were beat up pretty badly, but we were there.
How is your mother doing? What is the state of her dementia?
So, I thought about doing that. Tell me, talk me off this ledge.
Okay.
I thought it would be interesting to take my little digital recorder with me there and record a small little conversation with my mother. Because I don't think people realize what talking to a person with Alzheimer's is like. You can get about 30 seconds into the conversation before it starts over. It's an endless repeat.
My first question I would ask you is, to whom would you play this recording?
I would use it as, play a clip of it and talk about it on one of my varied podcasts.
Oh, so you're talking about going very public with it.
Well,
I mean, as far as our, I mean, as far as the web is concerned.
Yeah.
And you say, talk me off this ledge.
Is it a bad idea? It kind of feels like maybe it's exploitative, but then I'm like, no, it's not really exploitative. This is something that people deal with all the time. And
Your mother be aware if you told her what you were doing?
She would be aware for about 10 seconds.
And in that 10 seconds, would she be able to give you her consent?
Maybe, but I wouldn't.
Is she aware that there's something wrong with her?
Sometimes, but I don't know lately, but there was a time like a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, I was giving her a ride back, to her house. And she said something along the lines of, she just can't seem to remember things. And I was like, yes, that's because you have a problem with your memory. I do? It's like, yes, you do. And, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, well, yeah, you do. You did know that. You just forgot. And then she'd be like, oh, well, I'm like, but it's okay. We're here to remember for you. So we got you covered. And she's like, oh, okay. But it's still...
I would say this.
Yes.
Make the recording so that you'll have it for yourself for whatever reason that you would have it for yourself. And then later make the decision as to whether or not you want to incorporate it into a teaching situation or a podcast situation.
'Cause I still have hours of recording that I did with my dad. Now, he didn't have dementia. I was interviewing him. I've never used that anywhere.
Well, I would also, and this is going to sound rude, but it isn't. I don't mean it to be. I question the interest of, I mean, I tune in to Mix Minus to hear Daniel and Adam. I don't tune in to hear Daniel's father. So if you had a series of recordings of your dad that you wanted to share, I probably wouldn't listen to them. Oh. But that's me.
Okay.
And I've been wrong before.
I don't know that I would want to use them on Mix Minus or on this show. My thought there was that because it's mainly him telling stories. And
Well, if you created a podcast,
here's
my father's stories or my father's stories, that's a completely different situation. Yeah. And that probably would be fascinating to the people that would want to hear.
Yeah.
A country doctor's story.
It's one of those things. He had stories. I'm sure I've told you this before, but he had stories of different lengths that he would just tell over and over us growing. We all knew the stories. We could all tell his stories. There's hundreds of them, and we all the kids know them because we've heard them 100 times. Still loved hearing them because he had a very interesting way of delivering the stories. And it wasn't until he was putting a cast on a friend of mine's arm.
Yes.
And I was at the office when he was doing it that he started telling a story as he was wrapping the cast. And by the time he finished wrapping the cast, he was done with the story. And I was like, oh, I get it. He has stories that he tells his patients to distract them from whatever it is he's doing.
Yes.
And I thought that that was very interesting.
It is. And he also can pull out he knows how long it's going to take to put a cast on an arm, so he knows which file of facts story to pull out and knows exactly how long it's going to be.
That's right. All right, so level 13 folks don't know this. We are recording early today because it's my mom's 90th birthday, and I asked Scott if he would mind recording a little early, and he graciously agreed to. This, of course, also means that the show is going to be late going out because we are leaving in 54 minutes. We have to leave to go to my mom's house, and so I will not be able to edit and publish the show until later. So that means
I didn't hear about that part.
Well, sorry about that.
I'm very upset.
The pre and the post show will be abbreviated.
Abbreviated.
No, I just mean I'm going to write them down as PP.
Oh, as PP.
Yeah, see? Pre and post.
I'm starting to record right now, Daniel.
Oh my God.
I'm actually recording right now.
Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Okay. All right.
What number is it? Who's doing it?
I think it's you, but let me just double check. There's people screaming.
If it's even it's me, if it's odd, it's you.
It's odd.
It's you, bitch.
Carneytown was number 22.
Wow. So this is number 23, and they said it wouldn't last, Daniel.
Who's they?
I don't fucking know. But they're the naysayers.
Oh, I thought all they ever said was nay.
Well, that's all they do say, but it fits into each slot perfectly. If there's a little bit of a space, they'll stick a nay in it.
All right, let me bring up the Trello here. Do we actually pick out what we were going to talk about?
No, we haven't done that yet. Okay, I have
Stop recording. All right. Let's see. We can talk about.
Yeah. Should I? Are you serious? I should stop recording? Or
stop because we're going to figure this out because otherwise it'll just be. Frog and talking out your ass. Okay, that sounds like a good one.
Yep, put that in there.
Is this an errata? Or are you going to correct me about frog?
I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There was some other thing that I needed to have. Oh no, that was mixed minus. I had to add an errata too.
That is actually a word that I am not familiar with. Errata.
There's a lot of films that you could. See, errata is the plural of erratum. It is an error.
Oh, that explains it all.
It is an error in printing or writing. So I'm using it in a bad way, but it's usually
so
there's a section.
There's
a section in the paper called errata, which would be
in the printed newspaper.
Yes, in the old
in print.
Print. Well, it's also on the web, but
the printed part.
Yes.
With words that are printed.
Back when they used words instead of pictures. You know what? Leave me alone.
I will.
If I want to use the word errata, because I think it's clever.
All you have to do is admit that you're talking out your ass.
What does that mean? I knew what the word meant. I was using it in a humorous way.
No, you're using it incorrectly, but I'm not going to argue with you, Daniel, especially if we're not recording the show yet.
Okay.
Let's see what the Trello says, shall we?
Well, that's where I was at. I got frog and talking out of your ass, and then I also have new segment for the show when Scott or Daniel talk out of their asses.
No, that's not net. That was more of a chuckle for you.
Scott's celebrity stories, scientific urban legends.
I watched the video.
You did?
I did.
Were you shocked?
I did my homework.
Were you shocked by any of them?
I'm trying to recall what was the very first one? Oh, the microbe one. I had not heard the legend that we have more microbes than cells, so I wasn't surprised. And I'm trying to remember if there
sugar
were
sugar with candy, like sugar makes candy.
Oh, that one did surprise me. Yeah. I thought that
yep, sugar does not make
sugar
kids hyperactive
would,
at all.
Goose them up.
Nope.
I find it, well, I save it for the show if we're going to talk about it.
I don't know if we want to talk about it or not. I haven't watched the video in a while, so.
Okay.
Daniel Wise Psychology. Daniel and Scott's journey from religion to atheism. I kind of want to talk about that just because there was this podcast that I listened to called the QAnon Anonymous podcast, and they were talking about those obelisks that showed up. Those little
Yes.
And there was this group of three guys that were tearing down one of these designer imposter, because the one showed up, and then there's all these imposters that showed up because people were trying to become viral. And so they tore it down. And as they were tearing it down, they were all just sitting there chanting, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. But there's only like three of them. So do you know how stupid it sounds for three people to be chanting Jesus?
Yeah, just as stupid as it when there's a million of them chanting.
I mean, it's more impressive when there's hundreds, because at least then, lock her up, lock her up. It sounds, impressive just from the sheer volume of it. But when you have like two people going, lock her up, lock her up, it's less impressive. Sounds stupid.
All right, so I'll put that. Look at what I did.
Okay,
I moved
great.
It there.
Hey, let's do that.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find that video. Tube tearing down the observatory? Obelisk.
I think they were calling it a monolith, weren't they?
Oh, you're right. Right. And monolith. And they were pointing out in the show that monolith used to mean a lot of different things, but since 2001 Space Odyssey came out, monolith has almost been exclusively used just to talk about, a towering monolith thing.
A structure resembling a large thing.
Oh, where was I? I'm going to be very sad if I can't find the video of the people tearing it down. Oh, I don't.
Monolith. Four shadowy figures can be seen about to carry away the 12-foot-long monolith in the remote desert in Utah.
No, this is the first one. Here it is.
A group of young men filmed themselves tearing down the mysterious metal monolith in a California town and replacing it with a wooden cross.
Oh, Christ.
The monolith was found on Pine Mountain, streaming site DLive under the name Culture War Criminal.
Give me the damn video.
The footage inside. Let's tear this be ice. The rest of
another group approached. Just show me the damn
the men ice. We are the monolith in Romania. San Francisco Chronicle spoke to.
Okay, God, this is one of those clickbaity. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I can't even be bothered to hook a microphone up and talk. I'm going to use a typing program to have an automatic voice. I can't talk, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I know exactly. And I immediately click off of those if it's a computer-generated voice.
Yeah.
Should I start recording?
Not yet. Let me see
if
I can.
Alien obelisks and more of the cross right here. Because Christ is king of this country. We don't want illegal aliens from Mexico or outer space.
All right, so it gets a 58 second clip, so we'll use that. Okay.
I am now recording, Daniel.
Okay.
This is the recording part.
This is the part of the show where we record, as opposed to the other part. It's me. Okay, I'm ready.
It is.
One, two, three, four!
Hi, I'm Daniel.
Hi, I'm Scott.
And welcome back to our show.
It's our show. It's our show. It's our show. Show, 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 show.